10 years ago, Natalie Portman won the Academy and Golden Globe Best Actress Awards for her starring turn in Black Swan.
Every dancer in the world wants your role.
No, this is different. She's after me. She's trying to replace me.
Nobody's after you.
No, please believe me.
There was at least one critic of the film.
It's just a horror flick. It has nothing to do with ballet.
Gavin Larson's career in ballet has been far more quiet and far less dramatic.
Make sure your leg doesn't come down too early. Hold, backside, front.
Today, in her late 40s, she teaches at the Ballet Conservatory of Asheville.
We want to be down on two, but we don't want to go to clunk, you know?
Part of my mission is to dispel the myths about what it means to be a ballet dancer and to propagate the truth of how beautiful a life in ballet is.
Her position with the conservatory brought Larson to Asheville at the beginning of 2017. Her move was like all the others she has made since her early adulthood, all in the service of ballet.
Teaching, it's like the fuel to the fire. It kept me really fresh and it kept me thinking about the art form.
Larson grew up in what she recalls as a rough neighborhood on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. Her father taught English literature and her mother was a book editor, and Larson said they encouraged her singular focus on classical ballet. She spent her teens studying at the School of American Ballet, which is the educational bedrock founded by George Balanchine. Personal relationships were almost as out of the question as attending college.
Being there to learn about something that was historically important, and we were part of a lineage of dancers training in this way, following Balanchine, following the Russian tradition, it gives you this sense of purpose and the sense of responsibility to carry on something that's larger than you.
Larson was only 17 when she was hired into the core of Pacific Northwest Ballet, but she spent 7 years with the Seattle company without moving into more prominent roles, so she left to take her chances auditioning elsewhere.
I don't have a huge ego, and I didn't think I was this fabulous diva, but I was like, I'm good. I can dance, and I have a track record now. I just had this combination of stubbornness and stoicism and naivete that someone's going to jump to hire me.
Larson danced for another 7 years with Oregon Ballet Theater in Portland before injuries compelled her to retire at age 35 and transition to a teaching position with the company. But even before then, she began writing about dance, both about her own and other dancers' experiences for Dance Magazine. The University Press of Florida recently published her dance memoir titled Being a Ballerina. For the book, Larson said she was motivated to dispel negative myths about ballet and that the scant personal revelations in her book came at the behest of her editor.
I'm a very private person. I always have been. Very introverted, very shy. I'm a small, quiet person offstage, but on stage I was very, very loud. Didn't hold anything back. And I thought, you know, Gavin, if you're going to call yourself a writer, you can't hold anything back there either. You have to be as free on the page as you are on stage.
For the first time, Larson is looking beyond ballet to broaden her experience.
I haven't taken class in years, but I harbor this little hankering to go and get into those forms of dance I never did when I was in ballet, like tap, like swing dance, forms of ballroom. My body is much different than it used to be, so I don't know how well I could do any of that. But, you know, that urge to move is very much still alive inside me.
Dancers with Ballet Conservatory of Asheville are showcasing Larson's teachings June 4th and 5th in performances of La Sylphide at the Wortham Center for the Performing Arts. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.